www.bassmaster.com/tournaments/2017-geico-bassmaster-classic. Presented by Dick's Sporting Goods on Lake Conroe, just outside of Houston, Texas, on March 24th through 26, 2017. On the last day, he was about 13 pounds behind the leader, Brent Erler, of Newport Beach, California. He was in 15th place out of 25 competitors when he started fishing the last day. However, he wanted to finish strong and continue to compete, because the higher up he finished, the more money he'd earn. On this last day of the Classic, during the first 30 minutes of his day, he hadn't had a bite. I knew I'd have to catch 5 bass that would weigh around 30 pounds total to win, because the leaders had been bringing 5 fish limits of 20 pounds each or more to the scales, Lee explains. My goal was to have the best day I could and keep on fishing hard. But on that last day, I felt I didn't have a chance to win. Bassmaster Classic Drama. About 45 minutes into the day, Lee caught a 3-pounder. However, he recalls he only got 8 or 9 bites all day long. Engine troubles limited him to fishing this one place he'd located during practice. I was fishing several different baits, but I caught most of my bass on a football head jig, using either a Rage Craw or a Strike King Space Monkey as a trailer. I also fished a Series 5XD in the citrus shad color and an 8-inch straight tail worm. I had found a hard spot in 6 feet of water on a point coming out of a creek. All the bass I caught were post-spawn bass. This spot must have been a staging area where the bass stopped over before moving out to the river channel. The place I was fishing didn't have any brush, stumps, or other bottom structure. Because the weather was warm, new bass were moving onto this spot every day, although no school of bass seemed to be holding there. This place was very hard to find, and I just happened to pinpoint it. I was fishing the Series 5XD on several different points coming out of spawning pockets as a search bait when I discovered that hard bottom spot. Lee Fish 12-pound test Seaguar https://seaguar.com. A Braze X line when cranking on a Quantum. https://www.quantumfishing.com/rods/tour-kvd-pt-rods.html. 7'10" medium heavy cranking rod and a 5.3:1 Quantum KVD cranking reel. He used Seaguar as a Braze X 17-pound line with jigs and shaky heads. He also liked Seaguar's Invis X line. On the last day of the Classic, he caught a 6-pounder to make his catch that day a total of 27 pounds and 4 ounces. One of the big advantages that Lee had was that no other competitor had found the site he was fishing. After the first day of Classic competition, Lee was in 37th place among the field of 52 competitors. When the last day, day 3 of the Classic, ended, Lee figured he had 5 bass that would weigh between 25 and 27 pounds, but not nearly enough weight to win the Classic, he thought. If the leader, Brent Erler, caught another 20-pound bag of fish and the other competitors brought in 5 fish that weighed about 20 pounds each, Lee just hoped to be in the top 5 finishers. Traditionally, officials at the Bassmaster Classic held the anglers they believed had the best chances to win to the last 5 fishermen to approach the weigh-in scales to ensure a dramatic finish. No one thought that Jordan Lee possibly might have an opportunity to win, so he weighed in at the middle of the competitors going to the scales. Only 25 anglers weighed in on the last day of the Classic, and I was in first place after I weighed in, Lee reports. Since the leaders in the tournament would weigh in last, Lee truly didn't have any hope of winning the tournament. However, he had heard rumors from the other competitors that they had a slow day and hadn't caught many bass. Because the tournament was held during the post-spawn, Lee realized the bass were moving every day and weren't schooling up. The small place Lee had discovered was much like a stop sign on a major highway. The bass might stop there for a short time.